there, boy!
Who? Me, sir?
What's today?
Huh?
What's today, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, 'tis White Ween!
It's White Ween! I haven't missed it! The spirits have done it all in one night! They can do anything they like! Of course they can! Of course they can! Hello, my fine fellow!
Hello!
Do you know the Weederers in the next street at the corner?
I should hope I did!
An intelligent boy! A remarkable boy! Do you know whether they've sold the prize ween that was hanging up there? Not the little prize ween, the big one!
Why, the one as big and white as me?
Oh, what a delightful boy! It's a pleasure to talk to him. Yes, my buck!
It's hanging there now, next to a copy of Mind's Eye Theatre, Requiem.
Is it? Go and buy it! Buy both! Ha ha!
You're playing a Ween's Day joke on me. I'm no fool. I shan't be your ween boy.
No, no, I'm in earnest. Go and buy both, and tell them to bring it here that I may give them the direction where to shove it. Come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown and a copy of Mind's Eye Theatre Requiem when I've done with it.
Huzzah! Like all white weens, this one is truly a miracle.
It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white
ween.
Welcome to System Mastery, the podcast where we beat a dead horse 1d6 damage at a time. I'm Jeff, joined as always by my co-host, John. John, how are you?
Why, it's the most wonderful time of year right now, so I'm doing great.
It's the most wonderful part of the ween.
Yeah, the white part.
The little frenulum bit that's directly beneath the head and above the shaft of the ween of the year.
The ween of the year. I'm pretty sure Ween of the Year was like a 90s movie, right?
Yeah, it starred like, oh man, it's got like Hilary Swank in it. And
yeah, Ween of the Year. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, I think it was like 1 year before Riding in Cars with Weens.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Ween.
51st Weens. This is a dumb joke. Why are we doing this?
This is the best joke. That's it. These are the jokes, folks.
1 hour of this coming up.
One full hour of ween jokes. Let's see how far we can take this.
One ween over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, man. This is real bad.
Bang the ween slowly. Bridge on the ween quai.
Welcome to the ween's house.
Oh, man. The curious incident of the ween in the nighttime.
Twin Peaks, fire walk with ween.
Oh, man, the cowardly assassination of...
No, we're done. We're done here.
I can do this. The man who walked up a hill and came down a ween.
The Weenchurian candidate.
7 weens for 7 brothers.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay, I think we've done it.
There we are.
I think we're good. Oh, man, I hope the white ween spirit is infecting all of you as well, but that's enough of that. What we normally do on this show is review a role-playing game once every 2 weeks for the amusement of you, the listener.
But now...
Well, it's white ween...
It's for the amusement of us.
It's all... This, for the next 2 weeks, it's just for our pleasure, guys.
Yeah, it's just for us.
We flipped it around. The ribs are on the inside.
It's ribbed for our pleasure. And ribs for our pleasure. We're going to Chili's.
You know what? Having experienced the ribbed condom, that's some bullshit. It doesn't do a goddamn thing. Not for anybody. Anyway, moving on. I was expecting you to play with that a little
bit. I don't know, man. I was like, well, how do you know? I mean,
what you mean, how do I know?
Well, I mean, was the ribbed condom being used on multiple people? Like, did you have a fucking focus group? Did you have a... Like a control group and then a study group?
Yes, I did. It was mostly cats.
Yeah, mostly cats. Mostly the entire group of people in Cats, the musical.
I've bottomed for a bunch of gay cats, John. a bunch of the people from Cats, the musical.
Yes.
Like, Rum Tum Tugger's been back there.
Oh, he's given me a Rum Tum Tugger. Jesus, what is happening to this?
Mind's Eye Theater Requiem.
Last year, we reviewed Vampire the Masquerade, and one of the great things that happened in the world of darkness is that at one point they rebooted the entire universe.
Yes, they did a complete, they switched from the old world of darkness to the new world of darkness.
Yeah, they did a full run for basically all of the lines where their apocalypse scenarios happened. So mm-hmm. you had all of the end times things go on and everyone could run the worst case scenario games for people. And then they put out, this is our new world of darkness. And for Vampire, we get a weird new take on it. There's a lot of stuff that's still there from the beginning, but we do get a bunch of like different clans and a different look at how undeath is.
So we should start off this review by saying that Mind's Eye Theater Requiem is not actually a core book. And this is my fault. In order to properly celebrate White Ween, all we do on White Ween is we review White Wolf properties.
Yeah,
for the month.
The thing is, with New World of Darkness, everyone, they put out a World of Darkness main book. It was both for Mind's Eye Theater mm-hmm. and for the standard games.
Yes.
They put out a main book that was just regular World of Darkness. And then all of the splats, like Vampire, Werewolf, Mage, Changeling, all of that
mm-hmm.
were just sort of splat books onto the main World of Darkness
book. And there is also a core Mind's Eye Theater book that doesn't have the Requiem title, that is used for LARPing core rules.
Yeah, so both of the, either LARP or main, got their main just World of Darkness generic book, and then all of these are splats. So technically the review of Requiem isn't a full review of the new Requiem system, but then it's LARP, so the system doesn't matter anyway.
And neither do the points.
Yeah, it's all made up and the points don't matter here in our improv LARP group.
All right, John, in this next segment, I'm going to have you playing the host of a party, and then random guests will come in with an unusual characteristic for each, and you'll have to guess what that characteristic is.
Ah, it looks like Wayne Brady has gotten Nosferatu that is tongue-tied?
Wayne Brady needs to sing again, apparently.
Nosferatu that can only use song lyrics. That's it.
Oh, man. She fucking hates me.
Trust.
I was just going to have him use nothing but Ugly Kid Joe lyrics because he's a Nosferatu and they are not good-looking.
Oh, well, they can be. That's the one of the big changes here. Yeah. Nosferatu still exists in this.
Mm-hmm.
There are three clans from Masquerade that you might remember.
Yeah, the Nosferatu.
Nosferatu are in here, and they changed up a little.
Yes.
So instead of being automatically appearance zero and you're just super ugly, you are instead supernaturally unnerving to be around.
Yeah, they kind of romantified them.
Yeah.
You can tell that basically, at least, I don't know if this is specific to Mind's Eye Theater or also to Requiem in general, but basically with the Nosferatu, the first thing they did was like, how can we make these guys playable without needing a bunch of prosthetics or for you to need to actually be Max Schreck?
Yeah, so instead of it being like, this is an entire clan of vampires that all look like Max Schreck or some weird, disgusting version of a vampire,
yeah,
it was, you can still be ugly if you want to. Like, mm-hmm. that can be why you are unnerving.
It's
or
a whole
you,
bunch of Ferengi.
Oh, yeah. You could straight up be, you know, a horrible, ridiculous little troll if you want to.
Yeah. But you could also do things like maggots appear in the space where I walk, or my gaze is unnerving because you can tell I am a predator.
Oh, yeah.
Which, Lord knows, if you're LARPing, that's the one everyone picks, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you go, look, I don't want to put on a ton of makeup every time we play, and I don't really want to work on, like, having a card that just says maggots on it.
But I do want plus stealth and plus strength, so, guys, my eyes are super flecked with gray because I am clearly of a wolfly predator nature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that they made it so that you could do different things with the Nosferatu is nice,
mm-hmm.
because one of the things that happened a lot in Masquerade was because Obfuscate was a discipline for the Nosferatu and it let you do stealthy things, but one of its main things, like early on, let you just immediately have an illusion that let you look like whatever you want to. So you'd have Nosferatu who are like, what am I, appearance zero? No, I'm not. I use this discipline and I look like whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah, there was always that problem with them where they were going to be one of the hard ones to LARP because you needed a lot of makeup or prosthetics. I'm not sure that I'm a huge fan of the solution, which is sort of, well, they're creepy because they're so hot.
Well, I mean, not because they're hot. It's just they are really unnerving to be around. They're super intimidating, and at least for a game, especially for a LARP, because so much of it is going to take place like in outdoor settings or doing like group stuff, the whole point of Nosferatu is that they're supposed to be like, oh, we're ridiculously ugly, which means either you're always using some discipline to just say, my disadvantage isn't.
Yeah, that's true. That was always a problem.
Or you're like, I can't go out and do things. Like, I love the Nosferatu. In The Masquerade, they were always my favorite clan, but it's because they had stupid limitations.
That's
Everyone
true.
Else was like, what's your limitation? I'm too much of a badass. What's yours? I can't go out in public.
It's true. And that was true of a lot of the other ones, where their only limitation was stuff like, I'm so strong that it's scary to people.
Yeah, it's like, you'd look at the Bruja, and it's like, what's your thing? Oh, I fly off the handle because I'm such a badass. And you're like, oh, fuck you, man.
And the Ventru, of course, had their supermodel girlfriends who only lived in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how much many points you spent in it, your damn girlfriend always lived in Canada. And, guys, you aren't going to get to meet her. I'm sorry.
Sorry. She was here last week, but she had the flu.
You just missed her, you guys.
she couldn't leave the apartment, if you know what I mean.
She did give me this picture, which I know it's going to look like I cut it out of a magazine, but I didn't, you guys.
You guys, I did not.
I did not. In fact, you can tell that you can use your lie-detecting powers that you have, because you're vampires, and you can see that I did not. the other ones that survived in the
since
explosion,
you mentioned them, Ventru.
The Ventru do survive. Ventru are, I always kind of think of them as the Mario of vampires, but I know that's not really the case.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ventru were, and basically still are, the, what are these? Like,
vampires.
Royalty vampires?
Yeah.
So it's vampires who are, just by fact that they're in a certain clan, supposed to be leaders?
Yes, they have excellent leadership capability. But they also have a lot of kind of hold to old traditions and the sense of leadership. The idea that there's a hierarchy and they like to abide by that hierarchy.
Now, just like the Nosferatu weakness changed from you're super ugly to you're just really creepy to be around, the Ventru changed from you have to pick a type of person and that's all you can drink from to you are way more susceptible to getting like derangements and frenzying and Rotschreck, which is their fear of fire.
Right.
Like the thing they put in this edition is bloodlines. So there are bloodlines that are like offshoots of certain clans.
Yes.
And they put a lot of the clans that didn't make the cut into bloodlines, but because Ventru are like it's way easier for them to be susceptible to freaking out and getting derangements. They put Malkavians as a bloodline of Ventru, which is very weird.
Yeah. Now, if you're wondering what the fuck we're talking about, and you don't want to go back to last year, Malkavians were the Fishmalk vampires. They were the ones that were like,
they are always crazy.
Oh, I'm a goofy goober. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 100%. Either you were a monkey cheese hip hop, running around, bouncing around the ceilings, Daffy Duck type.
Or you're that guy who keeps buying shit at Hot Topic about the Joker and Harley because their love is so pure, you guys.
Oh, you're definitely someone who's like, guys, I'm American Psycho. I'm crazy because I murder people. I'm a murder crazy. Okay, great. Thanks.
Or you're Gnarls Barkley.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, and
maybe
in fact,
I'm crazy.
And in fact, it did make you crazy.
Just like him?
Just like him.
Ventru changed up that, but they're still,
I mean,
for some reason, a clan that is leader clan, which is just odd.
I mean, I think about that, and then I remember that CeeLo Green has recently taken to painting himself like a golden robot with a gem on his head.
Oh, he did that a while ago.
Still, though, that's exactly the sort of thing a Malkavian would totally do.
Yeah, CeeLo Green, the Malkavian.
I'm calling it. He's the official Malkavian of the New World of Darkness.
There you go.
Yeah. Go ahead and fight me, people.
Come at me, bro. The only other surviving one is the Gangrel.
Yes, the Gangrel, which were always kind of the animal vampires. They're the ones that focus on animal transformation and being in touch with their wild roots.
Yeah, and when they walk to the ring, they take a sip of blood from a goblet and then spray it into the air.
Yeah, and sometimes they take a sip of blood and it's like wine. Or I think their juices are like wine. Something like that. And they're hungry.
I went wrestling and you went Duran Duran.
I feel strong about my choice. Also, all of their names are Rio and all of them dance on the sand.
Every last one of them. They all have partners that are Edge and Christian? What?
All right, fine. So there was a professional wrestler named Gangrel, and for about a month, about a year ago, I was 100% obsessed with him because he existed at all.
Yes.
And then I went to L.A. briefly, and I found an action figure of him in some comic book store, and I was like, John, what the fuck is this? What am I looking at? When was this made last year, ironically? And John was like, no, that's a real professional wrestler. He would spit blood out of a goblet on stage and arrive in a ring of fire.
Yeah.
Which was dumb, because what about his Roach Shrek?
Well, they had to be a distinct entity from Vampire.
Did they? Wasn't he made in collusion with White Wolf?
Well, he has to be a different thing. Like, they couldn't say, this is for sure a vampire from our Vampire the Masquerade game. Anyway, Gangrel.
So Gangrel survived. So what does that mean died off? The Malkavians, of course, have become a bloodline. The Toreador are a bloodline. Interestingly, my favorite clan, based only on reading the book once a year ago,
yeah.
My favorite clan, the Tremere, are gone. They're just gone.
Well, yeah, because Tremere were the basically magic-using vampires, and the game really, when they went to New World of Darkness, wanted to separate things out. So if you want to cast spells, play mage. If you want to be a vampire, just be a vampire.
But I want to be both. I want to be a crazy magic vampire man. And they were all men, even though the picture was a little girl. Remember that? That was the whole thing with them, where it was like most of these dudes are men because they like to dress like fancy magicians. Some of them like to dress like your total mind freak magicians. Other ones like to go for a more Copperfield-y flair.
Oh my god, how much do I want a Copperfield vampire running around somewhere?
Hey, we haven't seen David Copperfield in quite some time. You don't know.
I don't know.
He could be hiding in the shadows right now, lurking.
He's right behind you!
Well, there's sunlight right behind me. I'll be okay.
So the two new clans that we get...
Oh, I didn't actually like either of them. But go ahead, fire away.
We get the Deva.
So the Deva can...
Are hedonism bot.
Yeah, they're just hedonism vampires. And if you think that means that the Toreador are now a Deva offshoot, you're right. They just basically took... What are Toreador? Oh, they're sensitive artist vampires. Well, let's expand on that. How about sybaritic hedonistic art vampires?
They're super sex vampires.
They're sex vampires, yeah.
But they have to... The big thing with New World of Darkness is they are really big into... playing up the tragedy of everything. So the point of the Deva is they are doing this even though they don't feel anything. Like, they're going around and they're super good at manipulating people and getting people to do what they want and, like, having crazy sex, but they don't feel anything. So it's very, like, sociopathic about how they go about doing things. They're like, I'm just doing this because I want to feel, not because it's particularly anything that makes me happy.
Man, that is walking a line with some, like... That could almost be offensive in certain contexts.
Yeah, the Deva, the whole point of them is supposed to be like, you've been alive for so long and you're so good at, like, supernaturally good at controlling people that you stop seeing people as people.
Yeah, it gets boring.
You're just like, I can just turn on majesty and make this dude want to fuck me, so I don't even care anymore.
And of course, that is a core element to the Vampires of White Wolf, is we always get that little section at the very beginning of these books that tells us what's... Well, it's just like a vampire movie. Every vampire book from the White Wolf series is exactly like a vampire movie, in that at the very beginning, some narrator comes out and is like, the following things about vampires are bullshit. But the other following things about vampires, why, that's the God's honest. So yeah. In this book, we get... Let's see, what's true and false about vampires this time?
Oh, we still haven't done the last clan.
Fine. Okay, put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it.
Okay, the Maquette are Egyptian vampires, and they're obsessed with death, and death follows them around, and being bitten by one is like dying, and then you're reborn as sort of a mummy vampire. They're basically the Setites from the last edition, except they're not all automatically evil.
Yeah, the Maquette are pretty much your scholar vampires. They're the vampires that are like, we have secret hidden knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, we come from Egypt land.
We are Egypt man, all the way from Egypt land.
And we have an Egypt plan.
Panama. Panam Egypt.
It'd be really tough to work Egypt into a... you'd need a word that ends with, what, TYP. And then you can start the next thing as, like, the beginning of get or something. Working Egypt into a palindrome sounds hard, John.
It does. It sounds real difficult.
I'm not down with this plan.
No.
10 animals I slam in a net. All right, so that's the Egypt vampires. Those are the Maquette. And the Setites are indeed a bloodline of the Maquette.
Yeah, the Maquette are interesting, at least because they fill a niche that wasn't there so much for the Masquerade clans.
Yeah, they're a brand new thing.
Yeah, like I mean, Setites and the Ravnos and the Asimites are sort of little bits of each of them in there.
Yeah, they're and those three, if I remember correctly, and you're going to have to help me here, John, because I've only ever read Masquerade once for review a year ago.
Yeah.
But all three of those are basically your from Bible times vampires.
Well, all three are pretty much just... We're a cultural stereotype vampire. So you right. have the stereotype Egypt vampires,
mm-hmm.
the stereotype assassin Muslim vampires,
right.
and then the stereotype gypsy vampires.
Oh, Christ. That's what Ravnos were. Yes, that's right.
The Ravnos were the, oh, this is a clan made entirely from the Roma people, and they have illusions, and they're tricksters. And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
And they
you,
steal
Jesus.
All the firstborns.
God damn it.
Oh, no, wait, they don't want firstborns. They want seventh sons of seventh sons.
Well, I mean, they just want blood, man.
They just want blood, man. They just want blood, man. Well, they're going to have to wait for Mega Man 7, then, aren't they?
Aren't they?
I don't think there is a blood man in any of the Mega Man games. I'm pretty sure.
I'm almost certain.
But, you know, getting that blood missile would be pretty great afterwards.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean,
I got a blood missile for you. Hey.
Oh.
White ween.
Rum tum tugger.
Yeah, so that was... At least they sort of took the general ideas of the horrible racism clans and were like, okay, instead of doing that, let's take some of the like weird knowledge, forbidden nonsense, and mysticism and put them into a thing, but not have them just be straight up, we are a whatever.
Right. Man, I thought the Ravnos clan vampires were like the black and red vampires.
No, they are not the Antifa vampires.
That's not... What? No. I just meant because of the black-red color scheme in Magic. Isn't that also called Ravnos?
That's Rakdos.
Rakdos. Thank you.
There you go. My nerd knowledge.
It came to the rescue once again.
Yeah, the weird thing about the new clans as well is there's only five, and they don't really have a bad guy clan. Like, you had... The La Sombra and the Zimitzi in Requiem, or in Masquerade. And in Requiem, you just have the Sabbat still sort of exists.
Yeah,
Belial's brood or whatever.
Yes, there are still bad vampires, but they aren't playable in any capacity.
Well, they're just from the regular clans.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have ones that are like, we are specifically the bad guy clans.
But there is a super secret clan.
Oh, there's the super secret bad guy vampires.
Yeah, and I forget what they're actually called, the Julii or something like that?
They're the seven.
But they're just the seven. And it's not because there's seven of them, it's because their symbol is the Roman numeral for seven.
Yeah, whenever anyone tries to read their mind or anything, all they get back is a Roman numeral seven, and they've all been mystically made so that they can't speak any secrets or anything. And
I'm going to be all like, dude, I can't think of what 4 + 3 is. I'm going to pull it out of that guy's head.
Yeah.
Oh, it's seven. Hey, I did it. I actually successfully read your mind. Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to read that guy's mind. Is that, what is that, a six? I don't know Roman numerals, man.
It's MCMXXLIIII. What year did this movie come out? I hate this.
Let me read this guy's mind. And Vi? I think we're looking for someone named Violet.
Yeah, we're looking for a League of Legends character, I think.
Yeah. What we're looking for is either someone that's a big blueberry girl or someone from League of Legends.
Violet. You're turning Violet. This is all jokes based on the fact that it's VII, everybody. In case you were helpless.
Yes.
In case you are helpless. Look, folks, if you're helpless right now, blink twice. We'll be there.
Yes, that's it. We're out there in the streets right now looking for you.
It's us and David Copperfield, and you better hope we find you first.
It's a race against time and David Copperfield.
It's only a matter of time before you'll be running from your life from David Copperfield.
All right, so let's get back to the thing we put a pin in, which
yes,
is the stuff that works.
What's true and what's bullshit about vampires this time around?
So, of course, sunlight is going to murder them.
Sunlight and fire still murder vampires.
Fire gets way more important in Masquerade and in Requiem than it is in the usual myth, because fire is like, they have a straight-up ingrained phobia of it.
Yes, they are actually afraid of fire. They've got, like, Martian Manhunter fire issues.
Yeah, where it's like, if they see a candle, they have to kind of be like, whoa, that kind of freaks me out. And anything more than that, and they straight-up have to test to see if they just flee.
Well, then how the fuck do they have soap opera sex? You can't have soap opera sex without, like, 80 goddamn candles. If you want to have soap opera sex, you need to basically work like an hour and a half in preparation plus two trips to Michael's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, every time you see that thing for, and I mean, it's in art for this as well, of like, oh, what's this? It's some vampire's haven and there's like 100 candles all over the place. I'm like, dude, how did he even light those?
They're digital.
How is he walking around?
They're just LEDs.
Yeah, he's got them little LED candles. You know flicker. How happy vampires are in this day and age? Like, dude, I can get a fucking CGI fireplace. I can get little LED candles.
Do you know how
candles?
Long it's been since I was able to just carve a jack-o'-lantern and enjoy that aspect of Halloween? This is fantastic.
I love this. Everything's great now.
LEDs, the best friend of vampires. Also blood.
Yeah, so if they get staked, they go into torpor. It doesn't kill them, and
they just lie there for a while.
Yeah, if you remember from back in the day, torpor is just that's their I'm asleep and regenerating.
It's like what happens to a lizard if you put it in the freezer.
Yeah,
you know what happens to a vampire that you put in the freezer, John?
Is it the same thing that happens to everything else?
The same thing that happens to everything else. How did she do it? How does anyone read that line?
The thing is, if she had read the line like she was awkward and couldn't think of a funny thing to say, then it would be great. It was like, do you know what happens to a toad that gets struck by lightning? He's like, no, what?
What?
The same thing that happens to everything else.
You weren't supposed to say what?
You weren't supposed to say anything. I was supposed to say that and then zap you.
You were supposed to run. God damn it.
Ruining everything, Toad.
Brian, what is this line? Brian, I can't
deal with this.
Read it seriously, Storm. I don't care about you in the slightest. I am looking at Cyclops' butt.
I could not give less of a fuck about you, nor could the audience, but for some reason, you are going to be the focus of everything. You and Wolverine, for no reason.
Well, thankfully, that seemed to die, and it was just Wolverine for forever there.
Well, yeah, all three of the main X-Men movies, though, were all focused randomly on Wolverine and Storm.
Well, it's because it was Halle Berry. She was the breakout star in them. She was the one who had just gotten famous before she was cast.
Ugh.
So they had to focus in on her, even though they had like no good lines for her or anything. Remember in X-Men 2, all she does is just like be nice to Nightcrawler?
Oh, yeah. Her whole thing is to be like, hey, Nightcrawler, good for you. What's up with religion and you, man?
Hey, buddy, you don't need to be scared. Why are you all covered in tattoos? Where's your cool fur? You're not going to be in any more of these, are
hey,
you?
Hey, where's your sword?
You're barely Nightcrawler at all, huh?
God, you're like a low-rent circus Nightcrawler, not upscale circus Nightcrawler.
Upscale circus Nightcrawler. Normally, he's all Cirque du Soleil, and it's like $150 to watch him teleport.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, normally, when you see Nightcrawler in the comic books, you're like, ooh, I'm seeing this in Vegas. But when you see Nightcrawler in X-Men 2, you're like, ooh, I'm seeing this in some dirt field, and a bunch of people from Burning Man are doing it.
So basically, it's the difference between your grandparents being delighted by Nightcrawler or your grandparents buying meth from Nightcrawler.
Yes.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, things that do and don't work on vampires.
Anyway, sunlight, fire, the stake puts them in torpor, and other than that, not much.
Holy symbols don't do anything. Water doesn't do anything. Running water.
Yeah. I mean, the vampires, at least in this, I didn't see it, but there used to be you could take like disadvantages where shit would work on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I have a disadvantage where holy symbols work on me or whatever.
My favorite, this is a secondary trope to this. The primary trope of vampires is the section where someone has to explain to you which things are and are not in play for this story. But the secondary trope is the lead vampire, near the end of the thing, explaining a new thing that doesn't work on him by saying that he likes it instead. Where the vampire has to pop in and someone's like, holy symbol! And he goes, oh, I'm actually quite fond of crucifixes. Or, I'm actually quite fond of running water. It's like, who's fond of running water? What? No, you're not. No.
Get out of here.
Come on, stop it. Just say that doesn't work. But yeah, it's always got to be some imperious vampire like sniffing down his nose and being like, yes, I've actually always rather fancied a cross.
I love garlic.
I love garlic. Oh, God. Don't get me started on pasta aglio e olio. Oh, my. Oh, I like to garlic up blood.
I want it. I want that ragu.
I've got a little shaker here, and I just put garlic directly in the... I just bam. You know what I...
bam, garlic. What I do is I find a nice big fat Italian guy. I go down to a restaurant. I force feed him a ton of garlic, and then I take him back to my place. Eat the blood. Mwah.
I love this emeralism vampire thing we're doing now.
That's a spicy bloodaball.
All right. So
the big thing that they added in to this that's very specific to Requiem is you now have a covenant in addition to your clan.
That is true. Yeah, it's basically like the clubhouse that you're a member of. Now, I didn't know, reading through this, if this is specific to Requiem or specific to Mind's Eye Theater, because to me it felt like a Mind's Eye Theater thing, but it looks like it's actually Requiem.
No, it's just Requiem.
Yeah.
They made it so that since there was only five of the clans to really choose from, they really pared things down. What they did is they gave you a secondary thing to sort of hang your personality on,
mm-hmm.
which is a covenant, which is basically what cult you belong to.
Yes, which covenant of vampires are you? Now, the reason that I say it made me think of it being kind of like a Mind's Eye Theater thing is because all of them are basically described as, what goofy shit do you do when you're LARPing this? Like, oh gosh, if you're a member of this one clan, everyone hands a ribbon from one person to the next to simulate the blood traveling through the veins of the group.
Yeah, the big thing is it's mostly, like, what is your outlook on how to be a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the Invictus,
yeah.
which is back from Roman times, and it's vampires should be, like, lords. There should be a feudal structure.
Mm-hmm.
We should be the people in charge. The Invictus is your sort of what your standard Camarilla used to look like. The fact that you still have princes in cities and things like that is very Invictus.
Yeah, there's princes. Princes here before you. That's what I said now.
Fingerprints. No, thank
no, thanks.
You.
Thank you, Animaniacs.
So that's the Invictus. There's the Lancia Sanctum, or
we're religious vampires.
Yeah, they are Christianity vampires.
Uh-huh.
And they have their own special dark miracles. So if you're in that covenant, you get access to your own special magic that lets you do goofity bullshit.
Yes, you also have some new, because there's a whole hierarchy in the book for, like, what types of vampire you need to have, a Horuspex and a prince and a bunch of seneschals. But then there's special titles that also exist inside of just these covenants for each one of them.
Yeah, like you could be the Pope.
Yeah, you could be the Space Pope.
You could be the Sub-Pope.
Yeah.
The Anti-Pope.
You got to have that Anti-Pope.
Oh, that Anti-Pope, you get a good, nice sauce on there. Ooh, you put some garlic on it.
Who would sauce up an antipasta? It's just a salad.
Hey, you put sauce on there, man.
It's Italian dressing.
It's not pasta sauce, but it is a sauce.
Okay, fine.
Dressing is a sauce.
I guess dressing is a sauce. Are we saying dress? Is that your official food opinion?
Yes.
Is salad dressing
ranch
a sauce?
Ranch sauce. That's what I'm saying. I want this burger with ranch sauce.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Is salad dressing a sauce?
Yes.
All right, well, that's your official opinion. You heard it here first, everybody, because this is the only thing anyone on the internet ever seems to give a shit about, is the
classifications of food.
The taxonomy of food. And here's John making a declarative statement that salad dressings are sauce.
There you go. They are a sauce.
I always thought they were more of a soup.
Nah, you don't just eat straight up salad dressing. I mean, you shouldn't.
Let's be clear. People do.
Let's be clear. I've been to, like, a
Golden
Corral. I know. I know that you people go there and just take a bowl of ranch and drink that shit down. You disgust me.
Oh, Christ. At least that's relatively healthy. That's not like just putting your fist straight up into the chocolate wonderful.
Oh, man. That has been quite a weekend. Someone put their fist straight up my chocolate wonderful.
I got a rum-tum tugger. And the ribbing didn't do shit.
This episode, it's pure vampire, matures only for this episode.
Oh boy.
So the other ones, the Invictus and the Lancia, are very closely tied, because back in the day it was like
we're the
aristocracy and mm-hmm. you're the religion, so we both sort of control things and we have a pact.
Yeah,
but in America they don't.
Now there is also the Covenant of the Crone.
Yeah, the Coven of the Crone.
The Coven of the Crone. And the Coven of the Crone are witchpires, as I'm sure you probably guessed.
Yeah, and that's basically, if you wanted to be a Tremere, that's where you'd go, because mm-hmm. they get weird blood magic.
Yes, and then they have, just like all the other ones, they have little rituals where you hand around recently burned things or candles or little vials of oil, and everyone has to touch them, and everyone has to hold hands, and then everyone moots it be.
Oh, moot it be. And then you've also got the Ordo Dracul.
Oh, that's right, the Dracula vampires.
Yeah, so they are an order that is the legend goes that Dracula was a vampire that didn't get bit. He just got cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And that his entire thing is based around overcoming being a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like spells or a new discipline,
yeah,
they can get what are called the coils of the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets them basically ignore being a vampire.
Yes.
So it's like, I can go longer without feeding. I can take less damage from like fire or sunlight, things like that.
It's weird to me that the Order of Dracula is the least vampire-y vampires.
Well, it's the one that doesn't want to be a vampire.
Yeah. Now, there's only one more. Help me out on this, John. They're called the Melancholia.
No.
They're very sad. I think they're infinitely sad.
No.
And they believe that the world is a vampire.
Yeah,
sent to drain.
No, Jeff, no.
No?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to smash your pumpkins on this one.
Oh, no, my pumpkins.
Oh, man, I just Belvedered myself and smashed my own pumpkins.
But John, all my rage.
Despite all of it.
Despite all of this rage, I can't seem to do anything about this.
So the last one is the Carthinians.
Oh, that's right. Now, they're the ones who believe that the world is a vampire.
They are the ones who are super democracy vampires.
Yes.
They are, instead of being a feudal society, everyone should have a voice. So they are the most modern of the vampire coven or clans that
not,
you can be in.
Not humans, though. They just think vampires should have a voice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Let's not get nuts. But, yeah, so they're also the clan that's most likely to... like adopt new technology and change their philosophies and things like that.
They invented those LED candles.
Yeah, they're 100% not stuck in their ways, and they're like, dude, we're coming up with all sorts of things. We've got Uber for Blood. That's my new app.
We call it Bloober.
Man, I want Bloober to be a real thing that exists.
Wait, is it actually still just some guy shows up and like a Corolla and hands you a bag of blood, or is it
a
new thing?
Yeah, that's it. It's basically like fucking Grubhub, but for blood. It's Bloodhud.
I'm just picturing all the different apps that are this now. You got Hoover, which summons a helicopter. I need that Hoover. I got to Hoover up a chopper for the day.
That exists. Don't think that doesn't exist. For rich people, there is an Uber for helicopters.
But Bloober, though. I mean, come on.
Bloobers.
Bloober, for all your blood needs. Would you like to tip your driver for bringing you all this blood?
Nah, man. I'm using Bloodhub.
But you pay so many fucking surcharges with Bloodhub, and you have to buy like a minimum of $40 worth of blood. That's why I use Grind Blood, and I just swipe right if I want that blood.
Wow.
Wow. I'm sorry. This is getting too much now. It's not funny.
Not funny anymore.
Oh, no.
You done fucked up.
Can we get a Snapchat one in here?
No.
No? How about a Minecraft thing?
Minecraft? That has nothing to do with apps. How dare you, sir?
It's one of the most popular apps of all time.
It's not an app. It's a game.
It is an app game. You can buy it on your fucking cell phone for like $7 for some fucking reason. And it is very, very popular.
Yeah, well, meh.
Just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know that kids these days are idiots. With their Minecraft.
Yeah, kids were way smarter back in our day when they would all, like, incorporate.
Yeah. Once you got them together at probably some sort of theater.
Yeah. And then they'd incorporate, and the next thing you know, it would look like they made it.
Yeah.
That joke worked for no one.
What I'm saying is children need to unionize.
That joke worked for absolute. No one remembers fucking Kids Incorporated.
Two people remember it, and it's us.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, the White Ween. It's where we throw off the shackles and only do jokes for us.
It's just for us, guys. So that's your new thing you get to pick there.
Right.
Disciplines still exist in this, of course.
Yeah, and I guess we should probably talk about the basic vampire model. When you know it, your character has 9 attributes, and they are grouped into 3 blocks. Those 3 blocks are social, mental, and physical. Social contains your charisma, appearance, and manipulation.
Well, actually, they changed the...
they changed the block. That's
they
right.
They changed the blocks
in
New
there's
Odd.
Like a, there's like a willpower now and shit.
Yeah, so the physicals are all the same. You still have strength, dex, and
stamina. Yeah.
But they changed up things, so you don't have... an appearance stat anymore. You've got presence.
Yes.
And resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
I think the last one is Clorox.
Ah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you've got resolve, you've got Clorox, and you've got scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, man. I've got 4 dots in scrubbing bubbles.
Not me. I've got three dots in Formula 409.
I've got four in 409.
So yeah, the stats did change up a little bit.
Here we go. Okay, no, fuck it. I'm just going to open up the book and look. I don't care. All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so physicals are the same. The socials became presence, manipulation, and composure.
All right.
So manipulation's still in there. Your charisma just became basically presence. But composure is your ability to, like, withstand being affected. They essentially turned all of your stats into versions of your physicals.
Yes.
So it's how powerful, how finesse, and how resistant you
right.
are.
Right, absolutely.
So your mentals are intelligence, wits, and resolve. So the same thing, it's how powerful, how finesse, and then how resolve you are against things.
Yeah. All right. Well, that adds up. That all makes sense to me.
So that was it was a neat way for them to do things in New World of Darkness, at least, to change up the attributes to make a little more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since, like, when you have things like perception as a stat, you're like, yeah, but you already have awareness as an ability.
Add them together. Roll some dice.
Yeah, it's you're like, well, perception is essentially only there to do what awareness does. Why are they two different things?
Yeah. So there are these nine statistics, and each one of them gets a dot rating between 1 and 5, sometimes higher. Then there are about, it depends on the game, but there are about 25 abilities, and yeah. the abilities are skills, and each one of them ranges in dots from 1 to 5.
And they are also split up into mental, physical, and social skills.
Mm-hmm.
And just like your attributes, you pick one to be primary, one secondary, and one tertiary,
mm-hmm.
and you get, you know, more points scaled up depending on which one they are.
You also have specialties, which you can assign to these abilities. So things like, I have archery, but I have a specialty in crossbows.
I mean, not that archery exists anymore.
Well, you know
it's
what
just
I
firearms.
Fucking mean. I'm just giving you an example. I have firearms with a specialty in
crossbow.
Super soakers.
So you've got your nonsense that you can do there. The big thing that they also added into this is they took away generation. So you no longer... It doesn't matter what your sire was. Hmm. Like, if he was fifth generation, I'm sixth, which just makes me more powerful than people.
Mine was a fish man.
Great.
Yeah, I'm not a vampire at all.
Good job. I'm a Black Lagoon guy.
I'm a Black Lagoonian.
They have instead a thing called blood potency.
Did they do the Black Lagoon guy? Isn't it called Leviathan or something?
No. Leviathan is basically like, I'm a giant squid.
Oh, okay. So that's a little closer than what I was, because I just saw the name and I was like, all right, that's the creatures from the Black Lagoon. They finally got around to it and they called it Leviathans.
No. And that was a fan thing anyway.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah, the only official one that's recent is fucking Beast and
which
that
can
shit.
Go take a running jump.
The less said, the better.
So the blood potency stat is how
pretty
powerful
racist,
you are.
If we're getting right down to it.
it's
weird that it's right next to your soil potency.
God damn it. I am trying to talk about this game.
And I'm trying not to because I haven't seen it for a week.
So blood potency is pretty much your how much you can spend. Like, you can spend a blood point during your turn to do a whole bunch of stuff. And if your blood potency is higher, you could spend two or three. The thing with that, though, is the higher your blood potency, the harder it is to find things to feed on.
Mm-hmm.
So if your blood potency is between like 1 and 2, you can still, like, feed on animals. It's fine.
Yeah.
Once you get higher, then you have to only feed on at least humans. If you get super high in blood potency, you can only feed on vampires at that point.
Right.
And that's generally when you're going to go into torpor, and for every, like, 10 or 25 years you spend, your blood potency goes down a point.
Oh, okay. And then you can pop back up and hang around with people until suddenly you got to eat vampires again.
Yeah, because okay. Diablerie, the act of drinking a vampire's soul, is super looked down upon. It is like actually draining their soul.
Oh, you can't just have some of their blood. You actually have to.
Oh,
like,
you can. The weird thing is, vampire blood is addictive.
Oh.
So if you have some vampire blood, you are going to either, like, just become a thrall of this person, whoever you're drinking from.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you drink from different people, you're going to become, like, a blood crackhead.
Yeah, shit tastes like cherry Sprite.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
tastes like that cranberry
The cranberry Sierra Mist. You can only get around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that I would drink vampire blood if it tasted like cranberry Sierra Mist.
That's what it is. That's why there are ghouls. Ghouls are like, oh no, I don't want to drink your blood. That's gross. And then they taste it and they're like, oh shit, that is delicious.
And it's ghouls that are in power that are slowly rolling Christmas earlier every year.
Oh yeah, they're like, we need that Christmas creep so we can get that good blood.
Early September, perfect time to start selling cranberry Sierra Mist.
So. That is a thing with blood potency, but it's also a limit on your stats. So if you get a higher blood potency, you can do things like spend XP and get up to like a dexterity of 6 or a manipulation of 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
But again, once you get to that point, if you freak out and go into torpor because you're way too potent, if you then go below the blood potency, you straight up lose the dots in them.
This sounds
and
a
have
lot,
to rebuy them.
This sounds a lot like a great excuse for me to use for why I'm sleeping so much these days, John.
Oh, I'm in torpor.
It's because I'm too fucking potent.
I'm so potent. Guys, my blood is so potent.
Guys, I can't even jerk off because I'll break the wall in front of me. I better just lie down and sleep for a couple of hours, or maybe watch a bunch of Super Mario Maker levels,
maybe
like on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe I better.
It's because of how powerful my dick is. That's why
my blood is so potent that I just sit in front of YouTube and watch people play Overwatch. I don't play Overwatch. I watch other people
I'm too potent to play Overwatch anymore, guys. There's no one at my level.
Get on my level. So that's a weird thing that you have to deal with. I'm trying to think if there was anything else specific to Requiem that changed.
Well, the important thing we should talk about is what's specific to Mind's Eye Theater, the mechanics for LARPing.
Oh, yeah. There's the entire section there for, like, how do you get a LARP going? What should you do in your LARPs? And honestly, it's the most aggressive asshole stuff in the book.
Yeah.
Because normally when it's talking about like, oh, this is a thing you can do, and this is a bloodline, and this is a covenant, and this is a whatever, and you're like, okay, this is all very standard, looks like it was copy and pasted from whatever the main book would be. But when you look at the stuff where it's talking about doing an actual LARP, it starts being like, hey, and if you can spend a vitae in order to make yourself look like you're human, you get like rosy cheeks and you look like a regular dude. And if you show up to the LARP without vampire makeup on that makes you look undead, your GM should just dock you a point of blood and say, well, obviously you already spent it. I was like, oh, fuck you, game. God, don't be a dick.
You don't know whether or not the people playing the game are completely insistent on makeup or not. Stop that. I mean, granted, we still have yet to be to a LARP, although, you know, thanks to the folks in, I think Sacramento, and then also folks in the Bay Area that have graciously invited us to LARPs.
Oh, we have an open invitation to a LARP up there if we ever get there.
Yeah, so it's happened. We've made the invitation to a LARP happen. We just haven't had a chance to be up in the Bay Area yet.
Yeah.
But when it happens, we'll get there. But I can't imagine that they force this shit in that kind of asshole way.
Well, even going through the list, they're like, talking about props you need or things you should have, there's a section there where it's like, oh, you can go to Goodwill, you can go to antique shops if you want stuff, but if you go to a Halloween or costume store and just get like props from there, oh, no way, that's not going to fly in your game.
Heaven forfend.
Oh, God, it's like, if you want to go get like professional fangs done from a dentist, do that. But don't get those stupid Halloween costume fangs.
Well, let's be fair. If you bought those fucking things that you can get for like 5 tickets from Skee Ball as vampire fangs, you have fucked up.
Nah, man. That shit's the best.
Those things don't fit on adults anyway.
Nah, man. Nah. I would 100% wear those to a LARP.
Oh, man. And then you just claim you're a Nosferatu and it's why you only... You are clockwork worker.
Yeah. I'm a Nosferatu. I'm going to check your blood. Well, now I know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. If you just kept telling everyone you were going to suck their blood.
Bay Area, you better prepare. I'm going to be a Nosferatu who comes up there with those stupid toy fangs in. And I'm just going to go, hey, shake your blood. Shaking your blood.
I'm going to be a vegetarian vampire.
Good.
I'm only going to drink those new Miracle Burgers.
I'm only going to drink blood from vegetarians.
Oh, I have to. Oh, that'd be an old Ventru thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally have I have to drink the blood of vegetarians as a thing.
Yeah, just be a Ventru who's like, yo, I'm a new age vegan and I only drink vegan blood.
It's so weak and anemic. It's amazing. You have to try it.
Oh, God. It's like water. It's amazing.
It's not even like cranberry water. Not even from a vampire. All right, so... damn it. So the other thing that matters is the mechanics of play for LARPing, and that's basically a deck of cards without the face cards.
Yeah, normally
in...
you know
it, that's a D10.
Yeah, normally in World of Darkness, it's a 10-sided die rolls for things, mm-hmm. and then this is just draw cards from a deck that has no face cards, so you've got ace through 10.
There's also, if you need to do combat against another vampire, then you can do the rock, paper, scissors method, where if your stats are the same... then yeah. you can rock, paper, scissors out to figure out who gets the immediate advantage.
And, I mean, I gotta say, that's basically fine. You're pretty much just doing a die rolls, but without having dice there for a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's absolutely perfect, because then you didn't have to come up with a new way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of LARPs that are based on non-LARP materials then have to come up with an entire way to justify the things that you do. And with this, it's just, no, it's the exact same system. We just turned it into cards instead of dice, so it's easier.
Yeah, although I don't even know if that's necessarily easier, really. I mean...
well, to run around with... if you're, like, walking in the park somewhere and you just sit there and roll dice...
dude, I'm pretty sure I have dice in my pocket right now.
I'm pretty sure you're a huge nerd.
Everyone in a LARP is a huge nerd.
But a different huge nerd. You could get a deck of cards that's all, like, gothic and has, like... vampires on it, and it'd be red.
Yeah. Get ready for me at the Bay Area LARP, folks. I'm going to be the guy who's there with a big handful of Pop-O-Matic bubbles.
Yeah.
Ba-book. Oh, look at that. I rolled a 4. Shit, I should really put something other than a D6 in here.
Damn, I suck.
Fuck, I rolled red again. I didn't even take out the sorry dice. I'm amazed that there aren't online guides for how to build your own Pop-O-Matic bubble. It seems like such an obvious thing.
Yeah. You'd think that, but no.
Maybe there are. Maybe I just haven't checked hard enough or recently enough.
Yes.
I think the last time I checked was 1991, and there was probably a GeoCities page about how to do it or something.
Yeah, there was a big spinning image of a Pop-O-Matic bubble.
Welcome to Angel Fire / Pop-O-Matic Bubble / Sailor Moon Rules.
Yeah.
.net. .edu.
Yeah, it's on the bubble web ring.
It's on a web ring for bubbles.
There's a whole bunch of different bubble things. So there's like blowing bubbles, there's Bubbles the Chimp, there's just anything bubbles related.
But it would have to just be those, because you can't have the Powerpuff Girl. She hadn't been invented yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, Christ. So basically, it's very simple for LARPing. The LARP system is functional. It should get you through the process of playing Vampyr efficiently. There's a reason this is the 900-pound gorilla in the LARP world.
Yep. A lot of the stuff in there, they make the suggestion of, if you don't have props or makeup or enough stuff for it...
don't play. You don't deserve it.
You just write it on a card.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
I have a fucking index card that says, like, Well, a lot of it for powers are like, I am a wolf now, and you just hold up a card that says you're a wolf. Or, like, oh, here's a card that says, I am invisible, and you're just like, invisible.
Oh, shit.
Invisible.
This just means I've been LARPing for, like, years, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, but when you hold up a card, it just says, fuck you. That's not really a card you can use in this game.
That's me. I've got my card that says, fuck you, on a little stick.
Yeah.
I just use it the same way that Wile E. Coyote deploys his, like, I'm about to fall down cards.
I was about to say, so what, you just say, fuck you, when you're falling off of stuff?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you, Roadrunner.
Fuck you, buddy.
This fucking sucks. How come you're just standing there in space and I can't? I hate this world.
It's because you noticed. The Roadrunner never notices. As soon as Wile E. notices that he's outside, he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, hey, I have to obey physics now.
Hey, Roadrunner, look down. Hey, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Boom, boom. Boom. Stupid Roadrunner. I hate this so much.
Oh, that Roadrunner. How I hate him.
That's going to be me in the Bay Area now. So I'm just going to have the saddest possible cards to hold up. I'll have one that just says friend. Oh, guys, I brought a friend with me. Here, everyone pretend my friend is here for me. Thank you.
I've got girlfriend is my other card.
Girlfriend in Canada. Everyone, y'all have to believe I have a girlfriend in Canada.
I'm going
to
make out with this card for a while.
I mean, I've been holding up that one that says job, and it hasn't helped me out yet that much. Waiting for the checks to start rolling in.
Yeah, here, I'm going to give you a 3x5 card that says check.
Perfect. I can't wait. I can take that shit to the bank.
Taking it to the bank, baby.
Hey, excuse me, banker. Do you take index cards that say cash on them?
Of course we do, sir.
That's the mainstay of our model.
Also, I am also a LARPer.
Now then, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Oh, shit. It's a different kind of LARP.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here are your doubloons, sir. What? This 7th C LARP? What is happening right now?
Here are your doubloons. I can only give them to a Sith Lord.
Man, I would love if, like, four different LARPs all crashed at the same park at the same time.
Oh, my God. That's got to happen at a convention sometime.
I want
just
that so
one,
bad.
One room, four LARPs. You figure it out.
One that's winner. One LARP leaves. Four LARP center. One LARP leaves.
Oh, I want that so bad. That's the thing I want more than anything in my life right now, is to just rent out one room at
Give
a convention.
Give me that LARPer dome.
It just, and then just run, and then just schedule four LARPs in there at the same time, and don't tell any of them.
My God.
Verily, sir, wilt thou tarry for a tale of Arthurian knights?
I shall crush you beneath the power of the Force.
Mokhtal, I'm here for a Klingon wedding.
Well, now you know if we ever present a LARP, don't come to it. or do.
Or do, because Jesus, that sounds more fun than anything ever.
Yeah, LARPer Dome, look for it.
LARPer Dome is our new idea. James,
yeah, fuck you, James. Do not take this.
James, we're trademarking this one. We'll collaborate with you on it if you want, but you can't have it otherwise. We're in on that Kickstarter, buddy.
We're done. It's ours.
It's ours. LARPer Dome is ours. All right, so John.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Would you play this game?
Yes.
You'd play this.
I would 100%. I would always play a LARP that is vampire. Vampire LARP, I don't care.
Fair enough. So vampire LARP's a yes from John. That sounds
what about
good
you?
Of course I'd play this. It's fun as hell. I want to have all these little cards and fake teeth and things.
All right. You want to do our best and worst? You piece of shit that forgets our entire thing after 4 years?
The one thing we do.
The one thing I ask of you?
A thing?
No.
While I'm talking?
I ask it of you. All I ask of you.
Fine. We'll go to the best and worst. John.
Yes?
What would you say is your favorite thing about Mind's Eye Theater Requiem?
I kind of like the new way in Requiem that they put the focus back on you are outside of society. They even bring up, they're like, if you don't have the occasional thing where you have to role play through a hunt to, like, get blood or really drive home that you can't see certain things during the day or do certain things, like, if you can't get that othering, then you really are just a, like, superhero that only comes out at night. And that is what Vampire the Masquerade essentially turned into.
That is very true.
Was just superhero politics. That's all it was.
Yeah, it was just nighttime superheroes. And everyone knew they were like the weakest book from White Wolf, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, oh, werewolves would just fucking rip us to shit.
But even then, you're like, oh, what do you do? Well, I can turn invisible, and I've got super speed and super strength, and I'm like immune to bullets and shit. You're like, great. So you're just a superhero, and you run around doing goofy superhero things. Yeah.
Yes, unless I'm LARPing, in which case I stand around in a warehouse and argue over who should be in charge.
Yeah.
All right, so
The fact that the book calls that out and is like, please, in your game, try and focus on the fact that this is a vampire game and not just supers.
Yeah, yeah,
so
I like that, too.
So that's that. What about you?
I think my favorite thing is the New World of Darkness stat alignments.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I first saw those a while back, I wasn't a huge fan of them. I think that was, I don't remember where I previously saw them, Exalted or the new Exalted or something like that. No, it kept the old ones. But I didn't like them at first, but I've come around to them. I think they're well thought out.
Yeah, the whole like power, finesse, and defense for all of your stats is very interesting.
It's nice because it keeps them all balanced. You can't just go, all right, well, I'm putting five dots into manipulate because why would I care about charisma if I can just lie my way to everything?
Exactly. It's when you have something like charisma and manipulation as two different stats, you're like, what is this? Telling the truth and lying? Great, I'll just be a liar.
Yeah. So basically, that I like that it kind of gives you a reason to need to invest points in all of the stats. There's not really an obvious dump stat anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that. So I'm going to say that is my favorite thing about this book.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, definitely that is a good thing to have.
Okay. So great. Now, John, I got a second question to ask you.
Oh, do you?
I do.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. You ready?
Huh?
Would you play this game?
No.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Fascinating, Captain, and logical too. okay, fine. What's your least favorite thing about Mind's Eye Theater Requiem?
Oh, it's got to be all of the bullshit stuff where anytime the book talks about
how to run a LARP,
LARPing,
yeah,
it's so condescending.
Yeah, like, it's fucking smug around a room as smug as you can.
Yeah, because the rest of the book, like I said, probably was just copy and pasted from the main Requiem book.
Yeah.
And anytime they have to do something for Mind's Eye Theater, it's like, and someone will probably show up with a bottle of wine that they'll say is blood, but check the year on it. If it's not a 78 Mont Blanc, then tell them to leave. You're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, damn it, but I had this 92 bottle of Chartreux Pouilly-Fay.
Get out.
Well, I also have this 92 bottle of poo.
Ooh. You don't say.
Oh, there was a drought the year before.
Yeah. So that's me. What about you?
Okay, my least favorite thing in this book. I'm going to say the Deva. Didn't like him, didn't care for him.
You just don't like hedonism vampires?
Just don't like hedonism vampires. I found them distasteful. Shallow and pedantic. No, I'm joking. I think that the thing I didn't like in this book especially... No, I got it. Okay, the thing in this book that I dislike the most is something that's basically just White Wolf, especially New World of Darkness, especially Vampire, especially White Wolf.
But especially Bot.
And that's the need to come up with smug, like pretentious-sounding terms for everything.
Well, yeah, that is very World of Darkness, is you can't just have something be whatever. It's got to be a term.
Yeah, like, so for example... If the city that you're LARPing in is a big enough city that it has more than one LARP in it, then the process by which your two LARPs have split into two LARPs isn't just, oh, that's Tim's crew. They play in a different city in the park at a different time. It's sub-infudination.
Yes.
Okay, I don't need... And the book is like 90% glossary as a result. And we've been kind of brushing past that and just getting to the meat of it. But reading this book is a real exercise in just slogging through... Myers and heaps of own fart sniffing bullshit.
Well, yeah, and it's one of the things, like, this was a book that, having read it a lot when I grew up and played all the video games, so just sort of got steeped in the terms.
Mm-hmm.
But reading it, you're like, everything is kine and childer, and it's
Rorschach or whatever it is.
Yeah, all of the terms that they use, wassailing.
It took me. I shit you not, because I've never played a vampire game, and I've only read one a year ago. It took me about 2 hours of reading this book to remember what vessel means. I thought every vampire was carrying around vessels all the time. But no, apparently that's just their word for, like, human you're drinking. So I was like, vessel? Why do they all have vessels? Is this like liches? Are those their phylacteries? What are we doing? Oh, right, it's people.
It's people.
Vessels is people.
Yeah, the... White Wolf is real bad, and honestly, vampire, more than most others,
yeah,
has a term for everything.
Yeah.
It's not blood, it's vitae. You know, all of these things have different stupid words for them.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing where, John, I forget your name about every 10 minutes. I'm honest. I just read John off the back of my hand just now when I started that sentence.
Give you a note card that says John. I just hold that up.
I've got a John with me. Also, Rodney's here. Say hello, Rodney. But, no, I forget things constantly, which means that bullshit terms for things are the fastest way to get me to forget what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I normally hate them, at least with things like White Wolf. They're words that already exist and are associated with what they're using them for.
That makes it worse for me.
See, that's fine for me. If you make up a dumb word or use a word in a context that makes no sense, you're like, oh, yeah, we used the word, like... The vitae, but instead of it being like blood or anything, it's lasers now. And you're like, the fuck? What?
Vitae is just a Latin word for essential.
Yeah,
That's the problem for me. I already know that, and it's learning an additional context. Like, for example, if you tell me a sword is called a condridge,
yeah, then I'm gonna tell you to go fuck yourself.
No, that sticks in my head because it's a new word. It's a new word for a thing, and I get it. If you told me a sword is called bacon, then it's gonna fall right out of my head. And that's just, it's a difference between the two of us, but it does lead for why that's my least favorite thing in this book.
There you go.
And I understand that that's a deeply personal issue.
Yep.
So, all right, great. Now, John, let me ask you the final question.
I got one more question for you.
I just got one more question. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Well, not in the pale moonlight.
Well, like in a, like, what are we talking, like,
I mean,
cast-wise?
We're talking, like, you know, not full moon, but, you know, pretty waxed.
Oh, pretty gibbous.
Oh, it's super gibbous.
So, and it wasn't the devil. It was old Scratch.
me and Lucifer in the gibbous moonlight. It's close enough.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
What are we doing? Why are we still making Batman jokes? Anyway, it's my fault. I apologize.
It's your fault.
And we've already both said we would play this game. But just to confirm, John, would you play this game?
No.
Interesting. I would.
Oh, I would play the fuck out of this game. I don't
care.
I would
play this game.
I would play this right now if someone wanted to LARP with me. Actually, that's not true. I have to go pack.
We're so fucking busy.
Jesus Christ.
So, you'd think we wouldn't be.
And yet.
The no jobs, but Christ almighty.
So much to do.
Yeah.
All right. Much to see. So, what's wrong with taking the back street?
You never know if you don't go.
Hey!
You never shine if you don't glow. That one doesn't seem accurate. You can turn a light on from straight nothing to on.
Yeah.
That's what lights are. It's not like everything's an old-ass incandescent.
I don't
anymore.
Have one of them dimmer switches.
Smash mouth. Get your shit together, smash mouth. Eat the eggs already.
Eat the eggs.
They did eat the eggs. All right. Anyway, one thing we should probably note about this episode. As of tomorrow night, we're going to be in Chicago for a week. I mean, literally, the day after this show goes live.
Hell yeah.
If we're going to be announcing on Twitter in the next day or two a meetup in Chicago, some night where we'll go out for, I don't know, what do you eat in Chicago? Pizza, hot dogs with ketchup
ice
on
cream.
Them? It's a thin crust pizza and hot dogs with ketchup
it's
on them.
Thin crust ice cream.
Thin crust ice cream and Chinese food, I think, is what they're well known for.
That is what they are well known for.
Yeah, so we're going to try and find a good place to do something like that. Maybe a karaoke bar. That shit's fucking fun.
Fuck yeah, we're going to go do some karaoke.
That's legit.
We're going to have a good time. It'll be
so
great.
If you're a Chicago listener and you're listening to this as it comes out, come out and see us. And I don't want to say for sure, but I'm pretty sure I can strong arm one of the one-shot people to come with us as well. I'll try. Maybe
guys,
I'll have to do it by lying to them or kidnapping their cat or something, but I'll make it happen.
Coming up next week, we're going to be at Chicago with a Chuckle Hut for 2 nights.
Well, not me. I've got a Letterman appearance. But good on you for your Chuckle Hut.
References.
You're
to
coming
things.
Out in the world.
I'm coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I want the world to know.
Man, when we have nothing to talk about, we fall into songs so bad.
Yeah, that's why you should come to karaoke with us.
So, as always, thanks so much for listening. This has been the System Mastery Podcast. Watch our Twitter feed. Not only should you watch our Twitter feed to find out where we're going to be in Chicago next week, but you should also join our Discord channel and chat with us in person there. You can find that as the only sticky post or tweet we've ever made.
Yep, I just played a whole bunch of Overwatch the other night with some people in the Discord. We're doing stuff. We're hanging out there occasionally. I'm in there slightly more than I used to be, which was not often.
Yeah, he didn't take to it early. Although he was in there. He was just invisible. Like
I was in there. I was just sad and didn't do anything.
Like a coward.
Like some kind of sad dumping.
Well, yeah, he had some sad brains. He had a little case of sad brains.
Oh, yeah. I had them sad brains, and I had to just sit around and eat an entire pizza.
What are you going to do, not eat the entire pizza? What a waste of pizza.
Come on, it's hot and ready. If I don't eat it now, it won't be anymore.
It'll be cold and distant. All right, so as always, if you like what you're listening to, and Lord knows why would you, you should support our Patreon, patreon.com/systemmastery. If you give us even a single dollar, you'll unlock our bonus content, which is us making characters in all these terrible, terrible games. Except this one. This one was good.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you can find all of our other shows there. If you support us at any level, you'll also unlock our RSS feed, which contains every show we make in one convenient feed. That's System Mastery, Movie Mastery, Expounded Universe, Gamma Crawl X, maybe Afterthought if we ever make it again. All these shows, come on down, get those at the Patreon. Thank you so much for your support. Otherwise, rate and review on iTunes, and I don't know, support your local Carl's Jr. I don't know how endorsements work. I don't know if they pay us.
I don't know. Do I just say Sprite and Sprite gives me something?
Do we get a check? Do we need to give our address too?
I mean, we've been really going hard in the paint for that Cranberry Sierra Mist. I feel like we should
at least get like a case of that or something, right?
Come on, Sierra Mist. Where's my kickback?
Listen, Sierra Mist. Where's our fucking t-shirts? All right. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
Start again. It's a nice day for a white
ween.